You look beautiful tonight. No need to thank me, darling. All I did was dress you up and give your horns a polish. It was a pleasure to do so, but you're the one pulling it off. Well, I admit it was a delight finally finding a robe for you that suits the revel's theme, and one that flatters your figure so perfectly, too. The shooting stars catch the candlelight exactly as I hoped they would, and they match the fire opals in your eye mask. Utterly lovely. You're sweet to say so. It's my job to be gorgeous, you know, but then you go and say something like that and I blush down to my toes. I'm always happy to be the sun to your stars. I haven't had the occasion to dress up in a costume like this in quite a long time. I must say, I've missed it. I always enjoy wearing warm colors, and it's been ages since I had the occasion to play with gold leaf cosmetics. I want to thank you again for the necklace and the earrings. I'd forgotten I'd even told you citrine was my favorite gemstone, and then you go and surprise me with that, you sneaky thing. I'll cherish them always. I want to kiss you, but I fear I might shed little flakes of gold on you. Well, if you don't mind. My heavens, look at them all. I wasn't expecting such a big turnout. Oftentimes we get the same patrons again and again at these gatherings, but honoring the Night Bright Lady seems to have brought in quite a few new faces. And some old ones. I wasn't expecting to run into Justin and Rosaline after so long. I hope I didn't make you stand there for too long while we nattered about boutiques in Waterdeep. Good. I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself. It was such a joy to have the opportunity to introduce you to some of my oldest friends. I think you left a wonderful impression. Rosaline doesn't give bear hugs to just anyone, you know. Let's see. There'll be moon viewing in the gardens, available all evening, of course. At some point, I think the children's choir from the Temple of Stars are going to put together a show for us. Oh, did you see them romping about earlier in their little costumes? Adorable. But for now, I think we can expect more music and dancing and mingling for a little while longer. Doesn't Dominic sound divine on that harp? Oh, we're so blessed to have him back with us, but I hope the party isn't taxing him over much. The one time I got food poisoning, it took me twice as long to recover. Speaking of food, are you sure I can't get you anything else from the banquet table? You've only had a mooncake and a few grapes, and you've barely touched your wine. Oh, sweetheart. I had no idea. Of course we can go somewhere less crowded. Here, let's go outside for a bit and get some air. I may turn into a giddy chatterbox at these events, but you can always tell me if you need to sit down or go somewhere quieter. It wouldn't dampen my spirits, I give you my word. I'm glad you suggested this, actually. I've daydreamed often what it would be like to just sit and hold your hand like this. I love your habit of twining your tail around my ankle when we sit. You don't even realize you're doing it, do you? How are you so cute? Are you feeling better? Good. Oh, I know the feeling. Parties can be quite overwhelming, especially when you're not used to them, and you've been away from Baldur's Gate for so long. When was the last time you attended a party, anyway? Lauren's wedding. My gods, that was 2 years ago. Darling. It's no wonder all these crowds are wearing on you. No, I don't blame you one bit. It took me a long time before I became accustomed to big gatherings like this. Before I became an acolyte, I had my circle of friends, and we had a lot of fun together. But as far as the more prestigious parties went, the invitations seldom included impoverished tieflings who wore clothes that came out of the magpie's discount bins. Oh, then I joined the Temple of Suni, and it felt so bizarre, suddenly being thrust into a world where I was not only allowed, but expected to schmooze with everyone else. My first revel was unimaginably glamorous. The food, the music, the beautiful decorations. But gods, I was scared to death. I hid at the banquet table, gawping at everyone's gorgeous clothes and feeling completely out of my depth. I didn't know what to say to anyone or what to do with my hands. Don't even get me started on dancing. I kept expecting someone to come over and just tell me to leave at any moment. I just needed time to come out of my shell, I think. These days, all of that's just normal. As easy as breathing. For all I fret during the days leading up to it, my life would feel incomplete without a monthly revel to help plan for. And as usual, I was silly to worry. Everything's been marvelous. Or maybe it's just that I'm here with you. The moon is lovely, isn't it? There were so many times when I'd gaze up at it and wonder if you were looking too. Made you feel less far away. I know that you're leaving again in a week, and I wouldn't keep you from your duties for the world, but God, it's going to be so hard. It always was before, but now I don't know what I'm going to do. Gods, you're so good to me. I've been thinking. This is a very silly idea, I know, but hear me out. What if I came with you? It's been a while since I took any sort of vacation, and honestly, I don't mind where you end up going. I'd be happily traveling anywhere if it meant I'd get to spend more than a handful of days with you at a time, and I know what you're about to say. Believe me, I'm well aware that I'm not an outdoorsy person, but I don't care. With you around, I wouldn't even notice the mosquitoes. I could stay at your camp while the rest of you went off exploring. I'm sure I'd be quite safe there. I could cook and mend your clothes and polish armor, and wouldn't it be wonderful at the end of a long day to have someone to rub your shoulders or draw you a bath? Perhaps share your bedroll. I'm sure I'd figure out a way to draw you a bath in the middle of the wilderness. What do you think? I know I must sound ridiculous, not to mention short notice, but I just can't stand the thought of being away from you. Not after I've given you my heart. It's unbearable. I'd miss you too much, and I hate the thought of you missing me. You needn't make a decision right away. Just think about it. I'll understand and respect your decision if you insist that I stay here, but I couldn't leave you without making sure that you knew that I would endure anything to stay by your side. Even leeches. You know, a camping trip isn't a bad idea. It's been quite some time since I slept rough. but perhaps with you in my tent, I can finally make some pleasant associations with living in nature. And I read that we're in for a stretch of balmy weather before the midsummer rains hit. Yes, let's do it. I love you too. Oh, do you think I could tempt you into a dance? I still don't have much of a gift for it, but this sounds like a slow one. I want to feel your arms around me and forget that we're not the only people in the room. Then, lead the way. I am going to find whoever writes the weather predictions in the Baldur's Mouth Gazette and strangle them. Oh, damned hideous things. And it's raining. Why the hell are they still biting me? And why aren't they biting you? I mean, of course I don't want them to bite you, but they won't leave me alone. Yes, well, I can hardly help it if I'm delicious, can I? Someone should inform them that you're the only one who's allowed to nibble my ears. Ugh. No, don't you dare suggest it. I don't want to go back to the elf song, not after all the walking it took to get here. I'm sure I'll start having a perfectly lovely time once we set up our tent and get out of this rain. Bloody Taylor said this cloak was water resistant. I'm soaked to the skin. How far away are we from the campground again? I can tolerate a bit of rain for 20 minutes. It's just 20 minutes. This is fine. It's actually sort of pretty out here like this. The sound of the rain hitting the leaves is quite nice. And the forest's canopy and all the moss look so very green against that overcast sky, doesn't it? And it certainly helps that I have this terribly dashing hero with me wearing tight-fitting trousers. God, they almost look painted on. I could stare at you all day. Yeah. In all seriousness, I really shouldn't complain. I'm sure you've had to trudge through far worse than this during your travels, and for far longer. Magic weather. Oh, that sounds daunting. However did you manage? Gods, you poor thing. I suppose you didn't have much of a choice but to keep going. Strange what one can get used to. I suppose I should be grateful we're in a nice, normal summer shower without any plague witches around to turn the water into blood. So unsanitary. So, what shall we have for our lunch? If you can teach me how to make a fire, perhaps I could whip us up a nice hot... Now, who put that slippery rock there? I knew I should have picked the boots with the textured soles, but they felt so damn heavy on my feet. God damn it. Thank you, darling. I'm all right. Nothing bruised but my pride. A little mud never hurt anyone. I slather grateful patrons from neck to ankles in mud at least thrice a week. Although this stuff's full of leaves and a rather different texture than what I tend to use. A spider! A spider! Oh, dear God, it's huge! Get it off! Did you get it? You got it. Oh, thank God. Oh, fuck. If the next words out of your mouth are you telling me that creature was more scared of me than I was of it, I'm going to bite you. No, you're right. How silly of me. Of course you wouldn't say that. You're a good, decent person. I'm having a good time. Really. As I was saying, Loren gave me some vegetables from her garden, and I packed some freshly baked bread. I could make us a pottage. Does it still count as a pottage if it doesn't have any actual grains in it? Or meat? Oh, I couldn't expect you to go out hunting in this. Besides, this is still part of your holiday. You shouldn't have to go through all that effort for me. Unless you'd enjoy hunting. I bet you're marvelous at it. Chasing down some sweet-faced little deer with your bow and arrow. Of course I know where the meat in my stew comes from. I'm only teasing. What on earth is that? Wiggling in that tree trunk. I can't tell. It's moving so strangely. Oh, it's a snake. Ooh. How did it get stuck in there like that? It's practically in a knot. Let's leave it be. No, don't pull it out. What are you doing? What if it bites? You are not putting that thing in my pottage. No, I've never eaten bloody snake, and I don't plan to start. Just put it down, please. You're teasing me. You don't actually eat those. No, you can't be serious. You cannot be serious. I can't believe you'd actually seek out stalls that sell snake kebabs. Oh no, there's nothing wrong. Just one day you wake up and find out the love of your life is a total stranger who eats snake meat. I'm glad you're finding this amusing. Still love you, even if you're a beast. My beast. Well, you're very warm. I don't want to let you go. Yes, we're almost at the campground, aren't we? Oh, good. I was hoping you'd take care of the fire. I'm sure you know some handy, rustic method for getting it going in the rain, but I think it's a little too advanced for me. That's a cute little luck rhyme. Do you say it every time you light the timber? I wish my father had been around to teach me such things. Oh, don't be silly. My mother taught me plenty. Such as how to mend the enormous tear you have in the seat of your trousers. You did. Rip them wide open while you were dancing about with that snake wrapped around your arm. I would have told you eventually. Oh, merciful heavens. An impassioned hunter has cornered me in the forest. Whatever shall I do? There are ants crawling up this tree. Darling, are ants supposed to be red? For goodness sake. Gods, it would be my poor luck that I'd step on a fire ant nest. There. Thank you, love. I'm all right, nothing bit me. I don't think any actually got on me. Horrible things. Could we go and make our camp now? I'll try and set up the tent. We can change into some dry clothes. Or maybe we can forego the clothes altogether. You pinning me against the tree put me in a bit of a mood before the bugs happened, anyway. You know just what to say to make me feel better. Should do it. One tent. Good thing, too. It sounds like the weather's picking up a bit. That was very clever, making a little awning, bending pine branches like that. I was honestly a bit baffled as to how you were going to pull that off. Oh no. A tent! Oh, shit. The stakes. I'm such an idiot. I didn't hammer them in far enough. No. I'll grab it. I've got it. Fuck. Oh, God's damned root. Oh, God's... My foot. Okay. I give up. I'm done. I'm done trying. I just want to go home. Please. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Darling, I wanted this to work so much, and I couldn't do it. It's not all right. But that's just it. I abhor violence. You know that I do. I couldn't kill a monster if you paid me all the pearls in Waterdeep, and I hate bugs and dirt and catching my death in the rain. But I don't want to wait for you in the damn city anymore. I wanted to show you that I could leave it for you. You're worth so much more than living in a nice clean temple with soft beds and scented soaps and miniature quiches. I wanted to prove that to you. Stupid of me, wasn't it? You think it was sweet? I wanted to be more than sweet. Brave. You've faced down far worse than this before breakfast, love. I just wanted to do this one thing for you. I love you too. I do. So much. With all my heart. You knew all along that this would happen, didn't you? Well, not this, not my foot, but just that I'd mess it all up. Well, thank you for letting me at least attempt this. I think I needed to. But you're right, just because you and I are exclusive now doesn't mean that I need to make new grand gestures to declare my love, do I? You know. Just wish you'd told me I didn't have to prove anything to you sooner. No, I'm being silly. I know what you mean. Thank you. I just... I want so much to be what you need. And if what you need is a massage and a mani-pedi and my arms around you at journey's end, that's what I'll be. Now, carry me home.